board.
I'm recording.
Craig's levels are bad.
I don't think they're bad.
Good.
They might be a little high.
Craig, Natalie Portman is a great actress.
She's a f***ing
Your voice went down. You're supposed to get excited.
Oh, she's a some. Yeah, that's way too high. Let's see. let me tone this down here a little bit. Yeah. Now she sucks real bad. Okay, that's better.
Again, find right. the good middle ground.
that didn't peek out the way off the board that time.
All right.
Hold on. Let me, where are we at? What's that command?
I'm just getting my notes on pre-show banter that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
All right.
I get to talk to Ray semi-regularly. These are just things where throughout my week I went, I should say that to Craig when I see him next.
There you go, Ray. I put a image in the chat there. So I think it's okay.
Oh, the top secret chat. I needed that.
I don't know. That looks kind of low.
You want me to go high? Go high.
Oh, see, I like it's still in that area between the light and the light. I think that, but I don't know how Craig's situation is. So,
let me turn it up into the 80s. All right, now Ian is a dumb some. So let's see what that looks like when I say Ian's a dumb some.
How are you clipping that to just put a picture in?
Windows clip.
Oh, okay.
Command shift S.
Just so you know, Craig.
That looks. Well, see,
you like that better?
See, look at the beginning. That beginning doesn't look good. Everything else looks excellent.
Well, the higher part is when I started saying that Ian was a dumb son.
All right.
Right. Now, just so you know.
Yes, sir.
You have hurt my feelings.
Oh, no.
And it is now well within my rights as a normal adult man to slap you in the face as hard as I want and face no repercussions. And by the end of the show, I would like an award, and I would like everybody who is listening to the show to applaud my existence.
Yeah, you totally deserve a standing ovation for slapping someone silly because they made a crack joke about your wife's hair.
I'm going to open the channel.
Okay. Ian, that is why Hollywood is a terrible place.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Because, and then the audacity of when I give my acceptance speech and talk about how I am a vessel of love. You just came on stage and slapped another man. In fact, a man who weighs 100 pounds less than you. Come on. Have you ever met Chris Rock? Everyone knows Chris Rock's comedy. You can't be slapping him around for that. That's BS. Man.
Or for any reason?
Man, come on. Yeah, he needs to lose his all the awards. He needs me. Yeah, he needs to take a timeout somewhere.
For sure.
You was a Will Smith fan. Now I'm much less a Will Smith fan.
All right. So here's some recent events.
Uh-oh.
And then I'll move on to slightly older events.
All right.
So just today, a window of opportunity opened in my life.
Ooh.
And I took it, and it seems promising.
All right.
I was doing some housework, and my son comes to me, and he says, "Dad, I was having the, digital voice speaker play me some music, and you'll never guess what it played me." I was like, "Tell me more, bud." And he said, "Have you know the song Beat It by Michael Jackson?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "They played me this hilarious song called Eat It. Have you ever, can you imagine such a thing?" And I was like, "Oh, the window is open."
So this means that you are going to be buying tickets and joining me at the Weird Al show this summer.
It's not impossible. So I immediately saw that and I was like, "Oh, the window's open, shove." And he went, "What are you talking about?" I said, "It's a super famous song by a super famous artist." And he was like, "Oh, it's so funny. Can you share some more things with me?" So I'm like, "All right, what have you heard of musically that you'll immediately know the parody?"
Right.
And so I tried Girls Just Want to Have Lunch and I got a couple chuckles out of him. But then I was like, "Hey, I tell the talking speaker to play music for me all the time, and I not almost, but I frequently choose a 90s music mix
mm-hmm.
of its choosing. And when it plays me that song, it always plays me Gangster's Paradise."
Of course.
And I said, "Buddy, are you sitting down?" And I played him Amish Paradise. Oh, that's how I won.
Oh,
oh man. First of all, song was hilarious. Second of all, there's a line in there about a local boy kicking him in the butt. Whew, that was a home run right there.
That's an 8-year-old dream right there.
Yeah. And then I come home from work tonight and he's like, "Oh, Dad, what was that song from earlier? The only thing I remember is we all have beards and we haven't paid the phone bill in over 300 years. I said, buddy, we're cruising together now. We're heading to the finish line with this one. So we explored a lot of Weird Al.
Nice.
So I think at 8, he's finally ready.
Nice.
Second today revelation, not really interesting at all for anybody but you. We were watching Is It Cake before the show.
Oh, right. I need to check that out. Yep.
One of the judges on one of the episodes, Rebecca Black.
Oh, no. was it Friday?
She didn't do anything. She just judged. She was just trying to guess if she could spot the cake or not.
Huh.
So have I thought.
Have you seen the new show? What's the name of the show?
American
Baker's
Song
Dozen.
Contest.
No. Have you seen Baker's Dozen?
I've never seen Baker's Dozen. I assume you just made it up.
No, it is Tamara, what's her name?
Sure.
No, right? And a guy who used to be the pastry chef for the White House.
Okay.
Are the judges. They have 13 bakers show up. They give you something that's pseudo pre-built and say, you know, decorate this gingerbread house, decorate this donut, decorate this cake, something, something.
Okay.
They pick the top 5 people there. Bring them inside, and because it starts outside, they bring them inside and they say, okay, you can make anything you want, but make 13 of them that are exactly the same of some dessert. They make those 5 people make desserts.
Right.
They pick the top 3. Those go to the finale. You have to, and then some famous chef comes out. You're seeing these air quotes.
Old man. We are talking about Baker's Dozen. Famous and by chef. We talking, I mean Craig telling me the synopsis of the show.
Yeah, famous chef, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
Which is always some YouTube junkie who had one viral video once.
Okay.
And that person comes out and they say, okay, this person's viral videos are about using flowers on cakes or some jibber jabba. And you have to make something in the theme of the viral chef.
Oh, okay.
And then you pick a winner and you win $5,000 and a golden rolling pin. That's what you win.
Nice.
But yes, maybe. back to American Song Contest.
Oh, right. So, well, first
new
of all, after that last
two.
Description, I really feel bad. I feel like I'm going to have to accept sooner rather than later that the internet is a thing and it's not going away.
Yep.
It's not just a fad that the kids are into. Don't love it. So anyway, yes, you said go watch the American Song Contest. That's some good advice. Snoop is a fantastic host.
I enjoy him.
Kelly Clarkson is a perfectly serviceable host, possibly pleasant.
What'd you think of that K-pop girl?
She was very good.
Oh, yeah, Alexa. I liked Alexa
a lot. I very much enjoyed her. I genuinely enjoyed Jayco. Jayco looked like a total, like, hipster, like, two thumbs down. And he's like, my style is, like, Nuevo Retro. And everybody's like, what's that supposed to mean? He's like, well, it feels old, but it looks new, and it feels kind of futuristic. And I was like, that is the most, you know, BS explanation of a musical style I've ever heard. He came out and played. It was all those things he described and good.
What did you think of New Boot Scootin'?
New Boot Goofin'?
Yeah, that was it.
Is the best new song available. I voted.
It got stuck in my head, and I'm like, New Boot Goofin'.
So hard for New Boot Goofin'. I can only imagine. That's why I put it on the things to mention to Craig. I was like, Craig has New Boot Goofed before. If he
oh, buddy.
We're going to do that for our birthday.
Let's go New Boot Goofin'.
Go, let's do a little New Boot Goofin'.
Yeah, I like the New Boot Goofin'. I really like the Loco song by the Puerto Rican guy.
Oh, see, I found him underwhelming.
I like him.
He was very forgettable.
Yeah.
As was Yam House. The only thing I remember distinctly about Yam House.
A bunch of chumps.
The Yam House's lead singer did a lot of thrusting.
Yeah. You see, they came on the stage and I'm like, oh, I've seen this band at every fraternity party I ever went to.
Yeah. Yam House was a real downer.
They're just a frat party group.
I gotta say, I also did not know this, but, and I'm saying this only as concerning with physical appearance. Michael Bolton is terrifying.
Oh my god, he's like a walking corpse, right?
Jeez Louise!
Did you see the part where he's staring dead in the camera? Like, there's no emotion. Like, it's just like, he's going... And then clearly someone says, can you please smile?
Yeah.
And he cracks a smile, and I'm like, oh.
Well, it was the practiced one. He's like, how does a human face smile?
Yes. All right, so did you watch week 2?
I haven't yet. I'm always going to be a week behind. I'm sorry.
Week 2 has a winner of The Voice.
Nice.
And another Grammy Award winner.
Nice. Those are weird surprises, and I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm on board.
Do you want to guess the Grammy Award winner who is from Ohio?
I saw a trailer, so I wouldn't be guessing, and that would be unfair.
Okay.
And also odd, because I always thought she was from Philly.
I did too, to be honest with you. They said, oh, yes, I'm from Podunk Town in Ohio. And I went, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought she was straight out of Philly.
So all I can dream of is that the Pennsylvania representative is going to be Hall & Oates. That's what I'm dreaming for.
It's going to be T. Swizzle. Greatest musician ever to come from Pennsylvania.
It's going to be Hall & Oates.
I'm okay with that too.
That would be amazing.
I love Hall & Oates.
Macy Gray was okay.
Good. One last pre-show derail.
Jesus.
All right.
This is it. This will be the last one. This is for everybody, especially anybody who watched any non-slap parts of the Oscars.
New boot goofing.
Did you guys see when they wheeled out Liza Minnelli?
I watched none of the Oscars.
Oh, dude, you should watch it on what's the internet. It was really sad and awkward.
Oh, did she look real
Gaga
bad?
Gaga wheeled out Liza Minnelli. Liza had no idea what was happening, who she was or where she was. And she would just shout occasionally.
That's sad.
Yeah, it was.
Why would you do that to her? Just say Liza, you know, obviously can't be here today because, you know, she's not feeling well. But let's honor her and move on.
Right. Oh, it was a rough watch.
Oh, that makes me sad.
So, Ray.
Yeah.
Do you think that pretty much covered the boosted character segment?
Probably.
Great.
Ray's going to be living the dream for New Boot Goofing. He's going to be a New Boot Goofing fan.
I did Google it, and I've got it in a tab that I'm going to look at later.
You've got to see. Yeah, this guy, he has got some fashion sense, and he is something.
Yeah, he looks like something.
New Boot Goofing.
I don't know if you saw my progression of Michael Bolton in the Discord.
I did. That's pretty accurate. Because... like I said, he's just staring you dead in the eyes. You're like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, he's smiling. Oh, no. But yes, it was very much the butterfly thing of, you know, oh, new face. Hold on. All right. Let's we can be over this. This can be a quick show. Short show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 333rd, that's a lot,
that is.
Episodes of the Post Warriors 3.
That is a hat trick of hat tricks.
Yeah, I'm the only one. I'm Craig. I'm here with KS72. That's Ray. SneakyB15. That's Ian. And we're all do boot goofing.
I'm not going to confirm or deny. I don't know what that is yet, but hi.
New boot goofing? Wow.
It is the feeling that when you buy a brand new pair of cowboy boots and you put those on and you go out onto town for the first time with those, you are new boot goofing.
I don't think that's ever happened. I mean, maybe when I was like six, but.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, you get that brand new pair of kicks and you just want to show those off and have a good time. Good time.
So, Ray.
I'm right.
Based on the episode of this show. And what we learned on our other show. Is it safe to say that this episode is an obvious tool of the devil? Because 3 + 3 = 6, and 666 is the sign of the devil, and that's the episode of this show? Boom! This episode is Satan.
Easily as good as some of the other conspiracy theories I've heard recently, sure.
Oh no, numerology's coming to get us, huh?
Numerology, I'm bringing it back.
Crazy
baby.
It is.
Holy smokes, I thought that people had gotten over that stuff.
Apparently not.
Why don't we just go start telling each other our signs, too, the first time we
meet? The truth never dies, Craig. You can't silence me.
This is the week of March 30th to April 6th of 2022.
Sluggo, don't tell people that. People are going to run for the hills. Ha-ha!
Run for your life. And your 5-day 4-star crack. Of the Titans. On the 28th, we found out the Polaris had to go up against Teen Gene. Did you Polaris versus Teen Gene, Ian?
I did.
Did you whoop up some Teen Gene, Ian?
I won in a respectable way.
Okay.
It wasn't a savage beating, because I don't fully understand Polaris still. I just know that in a one-on-one situation, I got to fire off that blue as quickly as possible.
Sure. I lost the first time because I cannot resist match fives. And I got three of them in the match, and I matched all three of them and went, I'm dead.
Yeah, Prandiak has it right. Match special tiles. It doesn't matter if it's yours, theirs, whatever. Right. You just match the specials.
Yeah, you just got to get a bunch out there.
Yeah. I mean, she gives you one on the first round. Hopefully, yeah. It's one you can match away. Usually not, but...
Yeah. All right, very good. Coming up number next is Pirate Kitty versus... who knows?
Right. This must be her first go-round in the...
Right.
It looks like Ray and I both have a champion kitty. Yeah. Ian, a 2-1-1, that's probably going to be hard.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Regardless of who she is facing, I'm not optimistic.
But, yeah. I mean, you know, it might be one of the runaway characters, and we all know that.
That's true. Man, yeah, she has to.
It could be Carolina Dean, and in which case, right? you're not going to get hurt.
That's true, that's what I'm hoping.
She can't do nothing. I actually laughed that you bring that up, because I did see a comment on the interwebs this week that people thought we were too harsh on the runaways.
I read that same comment.
And it made me laugh. And I'm like, no, they suck.
Was it under our stuff? Because pretty much everybody was crapping on the runaways from what I saw.
No, it was under the regular Marvel Puzzle Quest Reddit. And someone had commented that the communities and the Puzzle Warriors treatment of Gertrude was too harsh.
I would argue that it was D3's treatment of, or Demiurge's treatment of Gert was harsh, but
right. I know Samurai had responded to said person, but
I didn't really argue with much of it because someone else followed it up with things that were accurate. Like before the character gets played,
yeah, we don't work.
Everybody has crazy hot takes.
Yeah, we literally read the powers
because of this reason, and then someone goes, "Oh no, wait, here's meta breaking mechanic, or here's a big flaw, and this is why it's going to go this way." So yeah,
I read the powers for the three of us live on the show. Like right. That, yeah. We didn't know like that. We had that was your 30 seconds hot take, because we know nothing. Like so, yes, can she be teamed up with somebody and do things? Very well, could be. Did it read that way? Not to me. So
yeah, again, I have no. Even if she is what we were saying and not awesome at all, I'm sure she can do something. In some, so yeah, that's fine. And plus, it doesn't even have to do with this game or this character. That is not a character that I enjoy at all from the comics.
Right.
So I was down on her from that. She's not quite Gwenpool, but she's in that zone.
Yeah. All right, moving on. So the good old simulator's running right now. That'll get you a blade, a Gert, some big wheel shards. Placement is Doc Ock and some Samurai Dreams. If you haven't finished up your Welcome to Shield, get those Gert shards there. And then, Ian, Galactus Hungers.
Oh, I like that one.
That'll get you Loki and Doc Ock on the user side, on the Alliance side, Hawkeye, and some Android Jim.
That's great. Is that the OG of Team Battles?
Oh, dude, I don't know. You can't ask me questions like that.
Oh, dude, I'm pretty sure it was. You need to be more aware. So this will be exciting. If you're me and you need help with any of these things, if you go to our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, and click on the, it's either Team Up Time or Synergy Segment link, there is a team that is specifically designed to be successful at Galactus Hungers, I believe.
That sounds really familiar, but...
Because I traveled there very recently to find out how... Polaris, Rocket and Groot, and the other guy was supposed to work, Juggernaut.
Oh, right.
And it was like, here's how that's supposed to work. And I was, oh, that's much more effective. I remember seeing somewhere on the list them referencing a team that has benefits during Galactus Hungers.
You got 4 days left in the Space Ghost season. And while I didn't put it in the script, right now it's Stars and Stripes is running, which will get you a Psylocke. Some Marika, and placement is King of Wakanda, and some Havoc shards. I don't know why I didn't write those down, but I did. In the news, all right, what do you want to hit the unnamed new character, or do you want to go to the release notes first? What do you want?
Release notes. New character seems like a big finish.
All right, release notes. Again, the clue for this new character is Stop Hammer Time.
Except there's no comma.
But there should be.
It's Stop Hammer Time.
Right. Yeah.
So who defeats Thor easily?
Oh, I thought we were deciding who defeats Juggernaut.
Oh, maybe.
5-star blob?
Anyway. Oh, man, I totally forgot to look that up. Hey, they changed Star-Lord.
Hey, don't worry. I have it.
Oh, good, because he's been recently reworked. I'll let Ian tell you all about him later.
Okay.
There is an April Fool's Bagman PvP running on the 4th, which is weird, because why wouldn't you run it on April Fool's Day? Eh.
That's the joke.
Aha, that alerted me. There's a new round of Puzzle Ops just for Ian coming on the 7th.
Yes.
The Season
if
of Power.
If you guys also want to play, I'll let you.
All right. The Season of Power, 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 Wheels, Wheels, Wheels is returning. And then, yeah, we got this Galactus event. The pop-ups for selecting a shield clearance level and a time offset for versus and story events have a new visual style. All right. It's the new style. And then they have yet again fixed issues with spelling and grammar in multiple languages. That seems to be a weekly occurrence.
Probably ongoing, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of languages this game gets played in, so.
That's true story. All right, so the Hammer Time character. Here's what we know right now.
Stop Hammer Time.
Yeah. It is a green, black, and purple character of the 5-star variety.
Okay.
Its first power creates a 3-turn countdown tile that targets an enemy. While this tile is on the board, whenever that enemy deals damage, reduce that damage by an amount and deal a small amount of damage back. As it goes up in levels, you get a 4-turn countdown tile and then eventually a 5-turn countdown tile that reduces even more damage and does even more damage back. That's for 9 green. That's a lot. This character's a little expensive. The black power is 10 black. Deal high amount of damage to the enemy with the least amount of health. If that enemy is downed, restore moderate health, create 2 low-strength attack tiles. Otherwise, create a low-strength protect tile for each active enemy, then deal low amount of damage to character name here. As you go up a level, more damage, more damage, more damage. Restore more health if down. Create 4 tiles. The purple power is, again, 10 purple. Create 3 traps when matched by the enemy. Deal some damage. Steal up to 2 enemy protect, attack, or strength tiles and improve them passively. Character cannot be stunned. When an enemy tries to stun said character, deal a small amount of damage and steal 2 AP from a random enemy pool. As it goes up, increase all these things where you are stealing 3 enemy special tiles. And when an enemy tries to stun character, deal even more damage yet. So the black power tells me it's just going to be Moon Knight, right? That seems very similar to the current Fist of Khonshu.
It really does. And this is a affiliation of heroes. So, but it's attacking the weakest person. So at first I'm like, attacking the weakest person. Is that an evil person? But no, it's under heroes. So yeah, I'm not going to argue against Moon Knight. I also wouldn't argue against a 5-star Moon Knight.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And yes.
Yeah. I think it's got to be for the TV show that just came out today. And that power that tells me, yeah, it's got to be. I'm all sold in on Moon Knight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with MC Hammer, but, please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
I don't know. I'm curious what leap in logic or puns get us there, but sure.
Yeah. So there you go. Is there any other news? Ian?
No, my hopes have been dashed.
Oh, okay.
I was hoping for a 5-star Hercules.
That would have been dope. Hercules, good character.
Yeah.
Not enough drunken adventures.
This could still work out really well.
Yeah. All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Rai Rai has an iron heart.
All right. Let's talk about Riri Williams' iron heart. The first ever 4-star champion character I got in this game, and one of the best recent reworks. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what she did prior to the rework, but boy, she's super duper now.
Oh, buddy.
Her magnetic repulsors, which cost 9 blue AP. They deal some damage, and then they draw 4 random tiles into the center and turn them into red charge tiles. As the power goes up, the tiles can go from basic to special to any enemy tile. The damage also goes up slightly, but it's negligible. He really wanted to get all that red AP so that you could move on to her remote control gauntlets, which cost 11 red AP. It either does some damage to opponent 2 and 3, or if you're only fighting one opponent, it does, it combines all the split-up damage and turns it into one huge pile of damage for enemy number 1. And that scales accordingly as it goes up. And it's the concentrated damage is a really excellent amount of damage. And last but certainly not least, her selfless intervention costs 8 green AP, sends an enemy airborne, does a little bit of damage to them. As it scales up, the damage increases, and when you get to level 5, the airborne time goes from 2 turns to 3 turns.
You know what I always remember most about her? Like, and it just appeared again in that Welcome to Shield event when you have to always fight her and what is it, her, a Doombot or something, and the Defrocked Mordo?
Oh, it? That sounds powerful.
I thought it was Mockingbird.
Oh, you're right. It's Mockingbird. Anyway, I swear that green power fires every freaking turn.
Right.
My pipe.
When they have a goon of some variety to just pump them AP. Holy smokes!
You are just getting punched into the air constantly, and I'm like, oh, again. I've been so annoying.
Yeah, that's a true story. This is a slight deviation. I feel like we all have the same build, which is a big deal. And I think we all have the correct build, to be honest. She has the, we all have her at 4-5-4.
Right. And that is, as Samurai pointed out on the graphic, that is the most popular build.
All right.
How did that happen?
I have no idea. Again, she got a really important rework. She was a very playable character for a very long time. Still is, you know, by my measure, but. You know, I understand that.
Yeah, that blue power into the red power.
The power creeps.
Man, that is strong. You get those red charge tiles in the middle, and you just start punching away.
I do have to bring up the fact that so last week we did a character. We did Iceman, who was released in July of 2019. We apparently skipped Riri a long way back. She was released July 18th, 2017. More than 5 years ago, she was released, and we're just getting to her on the featured character. So
we were waiting for the rework to really talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. I didn't want to just spring it on our listeners.
Well, so, success.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make a quick technical segue just in case it comes up later.
Oh,
Ray, if you're editing the show and you get to about 5 minutes in the show and go, oh, what just happened to Ian's audio? My microphone stand broke. I caught it and have been trying to hold it still in place mid disaster. So.
Oh no.
Okay.
I am free holding my microphone and it is super wobbly.
Oh, I'm gonna make this show so long now, so Ed has to hold this as long as possible.
You're a monster.
But that's what's so always sunny in Xandar.
You're getting slapped.
I do have something. I had to go back to news for a minute. This is just for Ed. So, have you tried the Nitro Pepsi?
No, I can't find it anywhere.
It's wacky, man.
Wacky is not something that encourages me to try it.
No, it's kind of like having the Nitro Guinness. It's smooth and not harsh in any way, like a carbonated cola.
But sweet and delicious?
Yeah, I very much enjoyed it.
Man, so where'd you get it?
McClanahan's downtown. They had one can of the regular, so I got that. And I also got a can of the vanilla. I'm going to try the vanilla tomorrow. No, Alpha, you have to pour it out of the can into a glass. It distinctly tells you on the can, pour this out. You know, it's like drinking a Nitro Guinness. It tells you, you know, it's best served, you know, pouring it out. So,
are you guys keeping half an eye on the Discord?
A little bit.
Yes. Man, Sluggo is on point tonight.
Slapsgiving?
That's a whole thread. The rework?
All right, so yeah, but yeah, Nitro Pepsi. So far, a thumbs up. I'll try the vanilla tomorrow. Let's move on then. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Quite a bit. So let's start over on the D3 forums. B. Bigler had a comment. He said, you guys should evaluate a character based on their max damage, meaning level 270 and not their level 70 damage. But then he said, but this podcast seems like it's more for beginners. So when we go over a character, I'm pretty sure that the low-end damage is mentioned and the high-end damage, because...
Usually I mention the max damage.
Yeah, I think because a lot of the people listening to the show are beginners, and we are definitely not in the meta play. So if you're in the meta play and you're, you know, using all the 5 stars to get in the top 10 of every event, then yeah, we're not giving you advice. Like you're beyond where
you need to be here for our rapier wit, not for our informative gameplay.
Right. How else will you know about Nitro Pepsi if I don't tell you about it? Not a sponsor,
by
the way.
Stay for the reality shows.
Yeah, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. Also on the D3 forum, St. Bernardus, last week again, we talked about Bobby. He said, 5-star Bobby did not get much love, so I will toss one of my teams to for challenge nodes. He says, Iceman, Thor, and Okoye. Half Thor is just for pure battery. Don't even touch his powers. You just want to use team up for Okoye, get Bobby's green repeaters going, and stun countdowns where you can. Okoye heals, so you want her to tank. Use her red to destroy Rose with the combo of repeaters and stuns to great effect. So, yeah, that sounds like a pretty solid team. Okoye just is great to begin with, and I'm sure Bobby makes a great combo there. He says there are more options for the challenge node teams, but this was a great standby for quite a while. So
yes, but you violated the first rule of this show. We know everyone pairs well with Okoye. we're well aware.
Anymore, she's not the top meta, though. But
right,
doesn't change the statement.
Yeah, we did get a comment from Commander Poo Poo.
All right, I just saluted.
Sorry, I just got that.
Commander Poopo?
So we were talking about a Gert, right? And right. His comment was, hey now, they put almost 8 minutes of effort into this character. Be nice.
I got to give him a green light on that one because it's Commander Poopo.
Yeah. This sparked off a long conversation between like Keltor 21 said the developers must have something against the Runaways because they're all junk. Prestigious AD3700, that's a name, said, I was just thinking that Nico is great, but Carolina, Wiccan, and A. Chavez aren't Runaways, right? No, they are not. And then, yeah, Keltor comes back and says, even Nico, currently the best of the Runaways, is a character I only use when required. Yeah, yep. Pretty much. Yep. I mean, Nico,
true story.
Definitely the most useful, but...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're not wrong. And finally, Stink Palm over on Reddit said... I was really hoping that the poison comments would mean Typhoid Mary was coming to MPQ, but I have not read/watched any of the Runaways. Maybe I just missed out. Well, I mean, it was good enough that I watched the whole thing.
I never made it through all the episodes.
But I wouldn't say you really missed out.
I think I stopped at episode 2.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
That's right.
If you're into teenage angst, that's the show for you.
Uh-huh. No way. Riverdale's still the champion, baby.
Yeah, sure. But in Marvel. he also says, Stone Palm said, 5-star Iceman's really useful with a targeted tile destroyer like Storm or Quake. He doesn't say this, but, you know, Okoye. Color overlap is a problem, sure, but team-ups from them really, as Ray says, can almost perma-stun that one problematic character. Also, I fully support Ray's recently reworked hype train for 5-star Bruce Banner, the dumbest 5-star in the room. And again, I'm just going to, anybody wants to mention Banner and how much he's awful, I'm going to mention that every single week. So,
yeah,
but there you go. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Well, we don't really have any boosted things to talk about, so.
Right.
We had no info.
Mystify.
What were you going to, you were going to talk about something. I said, we'll get to that later. Yeah.
No.
Oh, wasn't it the Star-Lord rework?
Yeah, Star-Lord's rework. You said you had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me with it.
Let me see if I can find it. I lost
it. Hit me with it, like Will Smith.
Well, way to bring the show back around.
The best part was I also saw a history of an old joke by Will Smith making fun of, he was on, a TV show.
Yeah, he was on a talk show.
you know, one of those late night shows. Anyway, Arsenio. Arsenio. And he made fun of someone in Arsenio's band for having the same disease his wife does. And he made the bald joke about that guy. So, you know, apparently it was funny to him back then.
So,
jerk.
Are you guys sitting down?
Totally.
I got to tell you what just happened. It was magnificent. I said nothing. Samurai knew exactly what was going on.
Well, what did he say?
Showed me how to open up the secret message panel in Discord that I could no longer find, and left me a little instruction there how to go up and find the information I was looking for.
I didn't say that.
It was so good. I'm so proud of what just happened.
It instantly just says, Ian, scroll up.
It was art. All right, here are the updates to 5-star Star-Lord. His health is increased by about 65%.
That's quite a bit.
Match damage again increased about 65%.
That's quite a bit.
Let's see. The cost of his yellow drops from 10 to 9. If any teammate below 40 or 50%, depending on the coverage, he gives them a burst of health. This burst of health has been buffed by about 65%.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, at each cover. There are no changes to purple and to the green. It costs 2 less now to fire off the Milanos. Nice.
There you go. Recently reworked.
I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good buff. All right. All right. It's time then. Let's hit the superhero showdown.
All right. Oh,
right.
Brought to you as always by Terrified. Ray, last week we had Destiny, Paul Destine, versus Umar and Oprah. Who won?
Right.
This, okay, guys, seriously, you gotta stop trolling. Like,
oh, you're that Destiny won?
Destiny did not win, but oh. Umar beat Paul out by 1 vote. So, just cut it out, guys. Come on, that was clear. Paul has no powers whatsoever. Umar is, what was it, the sister of Dormammu? Yeah,
of Dormammu.
Oh, come on.
Boy, I'm curious to see this week's voting then. All right, so this week.
Well, I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead.
Since I got an amazing character this week for a change. Well, Umar is pretty amazing, but I would say.
This is more amazing.
Yeah, this character pops. This character says, oh, you rolled well this week, Ian. And I got, you guessed it, Wilson Fisk. I was like, yeah.
Great character.
Absolutely. He's got so many resources and just general intelligence. I think he's really going to perform well this week, no matter who he's up against. And as soon as I end a sentence with, no matter who he's up against, then Ray gets to go.
And this week, I rolled none other than Galen, which is apparently the real name. I don't know. I didn't even know that was a name for Galactus. The power cosmic of the universe.
Devourer
of worlds. I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, I pull him up on this link and start looking at his powers and abilities. It's like 5 pages long. And it starts off with immortal, invulnerable, immeasurable speed, immeasurable strength.
Omniscient.
Like, yeah, but isn't he currently dead?
I don't know current stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Thor just
is
killed
Kingpin
him.
Is currently dead?
In the MCU, he is. They left him dead.
Mm.
But, yeah, so I don't know. Also, I'm looking
That's
at...
That's right, Kingpin wins!
I'm looking at his power grid, and it has intelligence, strength, speed, durability, and energy projection at max. All right. Galactus looks at Kingpin and unleashes cosmic energy that obliterates every molecule in his body. There. And
can I deflect back at him with my sweet pimp cane?
That is a sweet cane.
It's a sweet cane.
But yeah, unless he's been resurrected, Thor killed Galactus like 2 years ago.
Man, Thor is a killing machine.
All right, I'm going to try and get a poll up here. I don't have it right yet, but I will try and get it up here in Discord shortly.
I think what happens here is that they get into the arena. Galactus makes a comment about Samantha's hair. And Galactus just goes up and just slaps him. End of fight. I think her name was Samantha.
Who, Vanessa?
Vanessa, that was her name. Kingpin just becomes so enraged.
That he's able to use that to
keep
crush
my
Galactus.
Girlfriend's name out your bleeping bleeping mouth. Man, normally I vote for, you know, the schlub character, but I can't do it this week.
Well... We shall see how it comes out in the end, but
yeah,
everybody likes Kingpin versus Galactus.
Right now, Galactus has the early lead right now.
He deserves it. That's fair.
All right. Another fantastic battle coming up next week. Just you wait. Boy, this show's moving right along. Look at this. See, I told you it'd be a quick show. Let's open up some tokens then.
Oh, wow.
That's what's next.
I'll be a while. You guys get ahead. You guys go ahead.
You didn't have Steam open, did you?
I did not.
I got six, Ray. You're just doing one?
I got nine.
Oh, you're doing all of them?
Yeah.
All right, you want to go first or second?
You go ahead.
All right. Number one, your 2099 Spider-Man. Number two, oh, I blame this on the chat earlier. Talos the Talosian.
Yes.
Number three, whoop, whoop, whoop. Number four, oh, that one's purple. Daredevil, audible sigh. I do like that pun. The next one, Deadpool, countdown for what? And the last one is Hulkbuster Overdrive. So one good poll out of there.
All right. But you had six. One out of six. That, you know,
that's about normal.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So I'm hoping for two, but who knows? All right. So first one is a 4-star. It is MODOK. Hammer for every nail. Second is America. Third is a purple. It is Woman Without Fear, Elektra's Queen of Strategy, which is her purple, I believe. Yeah. All right. That's nice. Fourth is back to 4-star Emma Frost. Fifth is Mysterio. Number six, they changed the cover for her and it confused me. It's Silk. Number seven is, I also got a 2099 Spider-Man. Eight is Icarus. And finally, I got two. Another purple. And it is Abigail Brand, Peak Performance. So that should put my Elektra at a 5-2-3 and Brand at a 3-4-3.
Good Lord.
I'm still looking to get Big Wheel. I still need at least two covers for him. I think I've got enough, shards for a cover, but he's still at 10. So I need two more for him. That's what I'm hoping for, but not so much yet.
All right.
I'm coming in at the finale.
Do it.
It is, you guessed it. You didn't guess it, but in fact, it is the Invisible Woman.
One of the originals.
Yeah.
Bubbles.
Hey, there's something. Did they add an unclaimed button? What is that? What happens if I push it?
What?
On my token opening zone here in the Steam, I can filter tokens by limited, heroic, legendary, and unclaimed. I'm clicking it. It's happening.
Huh. I don't have that.
Oh, it's just expired such. It said you forgot to claim your Cosmic Chaos tokens.
Okay.
All right, well, there you
That's
go.
That's neat.
You should click those more often.
I did.
Right now, you
better
should.
Better than my other thing.
Right now,
I got a wasp.
Right now, you should tell me what's on the podcast network instead.
Oh, no, not the soon-to-be-named network.
That's
the
it.
Same.
It is available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. This, along with several other excellent podcasts to give you some variety in your podcast listening schedule. Check out the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right, anything else for the good of the order?
Negative.
Does anyone have a long story to tell so Ian has to hold this microphone up in here?
I will put you back on the enemy list with my free hand.
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, shoot them to Ray, puzzlewarriors3.com, and all of our contact info is there, or you can make comments in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. You can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy something there, give us a little love, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some swag. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.